And it's time to check the headlines with James Carlton. Hello, James.
Good morning, Fran. Two blasts near the finish line of the Boston Marathon have caused at least two deaths and multiple injuries. A third blast occurred at the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library, 3 miles from the marathon's finishing line. Australian marathon champion Steve Monaghetti says he believes the explosions were timed for when the largest group of runners would be approaching the finishing line. The Foreign Affairs Minister, Bob Carr, says consular staff are contacting local hospitals and organisers of the marathon. At this stage, they know of no Australians injured in the blast. An airline analyst in Indonesia says last week's crash in Bali was likely caused by a huge gust of wind. The Vice Chancellor of the University of Adelaide says the federal government's proposed cuts to higher education could see more students enrolled with lower entry scores. And the Transport Minister in New South Wales, Gladys Berejiklian, has told hundreds of residents the proposed light rail through Surry Hills will have to use Devonshire Street. Significant local impact there. And police have also arrested more than 700 people across New South Wales. A blitz on outstanding warrants, Fran.